CCM String Quartet in Residence is the internationally acclaimed Ariel String Quartet, an extraordinary ensemble of young musicians with impressive resumes of performances and awards since they began performing together in Israel in 1998. Joining me in the studio are cellist Amit Eventov and violist Jan Gruning. Welcome to Cincinnati.
Thank you so much.
You and your colleagues, Alexandra Kosovsky and Gershon Gerchikov, met in Israel. And what led to forming the quartet?
Well, first of all, that was a long time ago, about 14 years ago. Unbelievable. We met when we were together in the same middle school in Jerusalem, and it was a special school for music and dance. And we were musicians, and we were put together in a chamber music group kind of randomly, just because we were close in age. And it just happened to be a success. We loved each other. We loved playing with each other. We loved sharing thoughts about music, and we loved performing together.
Jan, you're a new member of the quartet. When did you join?
I joined about a year ago. Actually, we had our first official debut on, was it the 5th or the 6th of August?
5th of August.
Yeah, we kind of had a little celebration this year of that, which was a very nice concert. We were allowed to play Mozart Quartet in D minor 421 in Avery Fischer Hall on the stage of the Mostly Mozart Festival, which was obviously a really nice debut venue for us. Yeah, that was just fantastic. And it's just like this year started off, it's just been feeling so great. We've been very busy playing concerts all over the place. We've been basically all over North America, Canada, in the beginning also Italy, Israel, played a few concerts in Germany and Switzerland also. So it's been a really great year. And of course, this residency is just kind of the icing on the cake. It's just perfect.
Well, you actually have been here since the first of the year, although your residency starts with this academic year. So you've actually been in residence, and have you been working at the conservatory all this time?
Yes. Well, we arrived here in October, and it wasn't clear yet when the residency was going to start. And then we met with Peter Landgren, the new dean of CCM, and he expressed an interest for us to start in January already. So we started teaching in January, but this coming concert is going to be the first of the series that we're going to give this year, and the first of our concerts at CCM.
And that concert is Tuesday, September 11th.
Right.
And features works by Haydn, Beethoven, and Britten. And that's quite an arc.
Britten has such a different and individual language. It's just so different to all other kind of post-romantic first half of 20th century English composers. Just such touching music. Of course, this quartet has also a very special background, which is that it was composed in 1945. That was composed right after Britten. He had toured together with Yehudi Menuhin to play a series of concerts, 2 weeks, that they played every time, every day, three times for survivors of the concentration camps. Coming back and seeing this totally destroyed Europe and basically all the darkest of the dark sides that human species is able to bring up, all of this went directly into the quartet. But at the same time, it seems to be so positive because it's composed in C major, which is really the basic key, if you will. And he just gives the C major a completely different color. And
Tragic
color, which is really very amazing. Everybody can look forward to that, who's going for sure. But the fun thing is that it's next year is also going to be Britten's 100th birthday. So that'll be great. I think we'll be playing this quite a bit.
And you have 3 other concerts over the next academic year. So we have a lot to look forward to.
Yeah, they're always on Tuesdays, as I can see, which seems to be the Tuesday motto for us.
Yes, Tuesdays at 8 o'clock.
If you want to, you have the possibility to sign up for a great subscription deal. For our 4 concerts that are going to be spread over the whole year, we will be playing the first one on September 11th at 8 p.m. And there's a subscription package available that you can register for and get 4 concerts for the price of 3.
What are some of your other responsibilities as an ensemble in residence? What will you be doing?
We have different ideas. The thing is that we work so closely and fantastically together with the whole string department and the whole music department itself. All the doors are open for our ideas, and we're really given a lot of liberty to kind of implement fresh new ideas that can kind of revive.
Yeah, and from this September, we're actually going to direct the whole chamber music department. That's a great thing. And we are going to teach each one of us 4 to 5 different groups. And we have also a weekly seminar that we're giving, and that one has different themes that we're sharing with our students, and we are really hoping they're coming out of it with a basket of tools of how to work and how to rehearse German music.
You spent a year in Switzerland studying with Walter Levine, a founding member of the LaSalle Quartet. How did he affect your playing as individuals and as an ensemble?
Oh, wow. In so many ways. Walter Levine is an amazing musician, and we studied in Boston for 6 years for our bachelor and then master's degree. And we figured, after all this time of studying together, we really needed a person like him. He has some kind of truth, and he knows the music so well, inside out, that just studying with him brought us a little closer to really knowing how to interpret things in the right way. I feel like I also learned a lot about how to teach from him. And he was teaching here at CCM for so many years. In a way, we feel like the quartet is going to continue the tradition of the LaSalle Quartet here, which is really an amazing thing for us.
Yeah, he's such a big figure in the music world, and so has, due to his experience and to his incredible musicianship, it's just fantastic to kind of be able to see certain aspects of this music through his eyes also.
That brings up another question, which is when you talk about teaching chamber ensembles and working with them, and you have the experience of coming in as a relatively new member, and that mesh, that incredible bond that a quartet forms and playing together, you can't just put four random players together and have it work.
Right.
What accounts for the best chemistry, do you think?
Well, the chemistry is certainly something that just needs to work, because you spend so much time with each other, traveling together, living together on tour, spend basically every minute together. So the chemistry obviously is a big part of it. But I feel that being a musician and being an artist is so closely related to who you are also in daily life. And luckily there are so many different kinds of artists and persons that I think it's a very interesting influence, I think. I don't know what your experience is, but for me, certainly to come into this group and find out how did they grow up musically, what is their understanding and approach to it, and how does it fit with mine, and how do we create something completely new together. And with them, it's just so easy because everything is created on the spot and flexible, yet there's a lot of experience there. So I feel like it's a very homogenous bond.
I can say from our side or from my side, I think we entered the process of searching a new violist with a lot of fear, because we were together for so long and we grew up together. We almost studied with the same teachers all the time. We had the same musical language. And I can say we had a lot of different violists coming to audition with us, really great violists. But with Jan, there was something very clear from the beginning. We played with the same kind of energy, and it was obvious that we speak the same kind of language.
So you're going to be teaching, you're going to be mentoring the next generation. Mm-hmm. Now there are actually conservatories that offer professional ensemble training as a master's, and you're all graduates of that. And so what else is going to be on your horizon during this first official year of your residency? You've got a lot of traveling on tap, don't you?
Yeah, it's been working out so great with all the students and everybody being so flexible that we can actually just teach up front or make up lessons. It's something very flexible that there are also, you know, like in all the other matters, there are just more intense time and less intense times. So it actually works quite beautifully together, these two kind of careers. And it's so nice after a tour of concerts and being abroad and living in hotel rooms and out of the suitcase to come back to such a, you know, warm city like Cincinnati, and just everybody is so friendly and you feel instantly at home. It's beautiful parks and we have all nice flats. And so that's definitely a big plus for us.
We feel surrounded by a community of people who really care about chamber music, and this is really the great thing about it.
Well, we look forward to the next 3 years of your residency and beyond. Thank you, Amit Deventov and violist Jan Gruning, members of the Ariel String Quartet, CCM String Quartet in Residence. The Ariel Quartet performs on September 11th at 8 p.m. in Werner Recital Hall at CCM. You can find out more by going to our website, wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Ann Ehrenstein.